Today's topic is dealing with people who are indecisive. Have you ever worked for someone who was indecisive? What was that like? Overall, people who are indecisive tend to be nice people. How do I know that? Because indecisive people tend to be that way because they don't want to hurt other people's feelings. They don't want to say no to you, and they don't want to say no or yes to someone else. And they know that there are people out there who they don't even know that may be upset with their decision, and they just can't live with that. Another reason people are indecisive is because you may be the issue or the problem, and they can't confront you about it. They don't want to hurt your feelings because you don't have the right skills, or there may be a lack of trust in your ability to get the job done. Now, you may be wondering, Larry, how do you know so much about people who are indecisive? Well, there was a young indecisive manager many years ago who avoided making big decisions and little ones, and he annoyed many people along the way. And that young indecisive manager was me. Here's a small example. My son may ask, "Hey, Dad, can we go out to dinner tonight?" I would say, "That sounds okay. We'll see." 2 hours later, "Hey, Dad, are we going out to dinner?" "Maybe. It depends on when Mom gets home." "Hey, Dad, are we going out to dinner?" "No, there's some leftovers that we need to finish." Here's the deal. The whole time, I knew that the answer was no, but I didn't want to disappoint my child. Also, I didn't know what my wife wanted to do, nor my other son. All these things come into my mind when I have to make a decision. The damage in not making a decision can be pretty deep. It erodes trust in you. It makes you seem incompetent, and it can ruin your reputation. But the focus today is how to deal with indecisive managers so that you can get what you need, and so that you can get an increase in confidence that that person is going to stick with their decision. I worked with one leader who was extremely indecisive. It impacted us because we got far less done because of it, and things took too long, and his reputation ended up tainting the whole organization. The reason I tell you this is because I don't want you to think that indecisive leaders only hurt themselves. So one thing I would do with this leader is to make it as easy as possible for him to be direct with me. I would do this by asking for his opinion on what could go wrong. I might ask, "There must be something that I'm missing." Or, "You meet with senior leaders all the time. What would they have to say about it?" Then I would clearly say that I won't be upset by his response. As a matter of fact, I need it. A second tip is to get really good at listening for what words are used. Those indecisive words, they're hints for us. Let me give you some examples. If they say, "On the surface, this sounds like a good plan." Or, "I generally agree with this approach and your decision." Or, "This is definitely something we should consider." Let me ask you, what words might have given you a hint that there is some indecisiveness going on? "Sounds" was the first one. "It sounds like a good plan." "Generally" was the second one. "I generally agree." And "consider" was the third. "This is something we should consider." When you hear these indecisive terms, take a moment to question it. Well, what do you mean by generally? What would it take to be completely in agreement? Again, get good at spotting indecisive language and ask what's behind it. After you've identified indecisiveness, it's time to collaborate with them so that they can make a decision. Help them identify the source of the indecisiveness and create some options. Okay. I hear that there are some competing priorities and there's a limited budget. You can ask, "Well, what would help you get more clarity around the situation?" Another thing I would do is help them get clarity by seeing the big picture. I might ask, "Which options are best aligned with the company, the organization, or the team goals? Which options are best aligned with our values, our culture? Which will best serve our clients?" And when you do this, you help them build their case so that when it comes time to disappoint someone, even you, they have a valid reason. Finally, when collaborating with an indecisive, it's important not to be overly pushy or show your frustration. At the end of the day, you may be hurt that you didn't get your way, but that is a far better option than the alternative. So, what tips do you have when dealing with an indecisive person? Maybe you're indecisive yourself. Reach out to me at www.mendozaandobrien.com or connect with me on LinkedIn.